Daniel chapter 4, day 4, the interpretation of the dream. From the summary of the internal sense, then those who were of the Lord's church perceived what those of the Babylonish religion were like interiorly, and how far they wished to extend their dominion. They were so stupid in respect to the truths and goods of the church as to be no longer men, and this fact was confirmed from heaven, where they were seen to be such. Arcana Celestia 5:30. The situation with churches or doctrines is that they dwindle away until nothing remains any longer of the goods and truths of faith. And when that point has been reached, in the word, the church is called vastated. Nevertheless, a remnant is always preserved. That is, some people are preserved, no matter how few, with whom the good and truth of faith persist. And unless that good and truth of faith were preserved with those people, there would be no conjunction of heaven with the human race. Arcana Celestia 4:68. In the word, those who remain are called the remnant and that which is left, and indeed, people in the midst of the land. What applies in general applies in particular also. That is, what is true of the church is equally true of individuals. If the Lord did not preserve remnants with each individual, he would inevitably perish in eternal death, for those remnants contain spiritual and celestial life. The same applies to what is general or universal. Were there not always some people among whom the church or true faith existed, the human race would perish. Arcana Celestia 1906, Section 2. The stump of the roots, which should be left in the earth, signifies the word, only the letter of which is understood, and which is merely something known, held in the memory, and going forth from there into speech. Bands of iron and brass signify the interior truths and goods closed up and held bound in ultimates, iron meaning truth in ultimates, and brass, good in ultimates. And these, when separated from the interiors, are falsities and evils. And as the man of the church then becomes almost like a beast in respect to the understanding and to the will, since the evils of the affections and the falsities of the thoughts have rule with him, it is said that his portion shall be with the beast in the grass of the earth, and his heart shall be changed from man's, and the heart of a beast shall be given him. That this change and inversion took place on account of their claiming the right over the holy things of the church, and at length over heaven, is evident from verses 30 to 32 of this chapter, where these words are found. Afterwards, when he grows up, this good, innocent, and peaceful state of infancy recedes little by little, and so far as he is introduced into the world, he comes into its pleasures, and into cupidities or lusts, and thus into evils. And so far the celestial or good things of the age of infancy begin to disappear, but still they remain, and the states which the man afterwards puts on or acquires are tempered by them. Without them a man can never be a man, for the states of the cupidities, or of evil, if not tempered by states of the affection of good, would be more atrocious than those of any animal. These states of good are what are called remains, given by the Lord and implanted in one's natural disposition, and this when the man is not aware of it. Arcana Celestia 1992, Section 4. The Lord by no means desires to destroy suddenly, still less in a single moment, the worship that has been inseminated in anyone from his infancy, for this would be to tear up the root, and thereby destroy the holy state of adoration and of worship that has been deeply implanted, and which the Lord never breaks but bends. The holy state of worship that has been rooted in from infancy is of such a nature that it cannot endure violence, but only a gentle and kindly bending. The case is the same with those Gentiles who in their bodily life had worshipped idols, and yet had lived in mutual charity. As the holy state of their worship has been enrooted from their infancy, in the other life it is not taken away in a moment, but successively. For in those who have lived in mutual charity, the goods and truths of faith can be easily implanted, and they receive them afterwards with joy. For charity is the very soil. Questions and points of discussion. What is said of the remnant in a church also applies individually as to the remains in us. What are some helpful comparisons that illustrate this relationship between the individual member of the church and the collective church? In talking to people about the church, how do we gently bend rather than break affections that have been enrooted from childhood? How does the fact that people retain strong affections for what they have learned from childhood impact the moral values in the church? How does this affect making all things new? How does it change the accommodation of the instruction given? There seems to be a tendency in the church, and by many outside of the church, to refer to the Word as the Bible, and to the Lord as simply God. What is your reaction to this? Can you think of other similar examples? How can we help our children have a bigger and livelier stump to provide the root for their spiritual lives? It is interesting that in verse 8, Nebuchadnezzar mentions the name of Daniel as being Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God. People do not easily lose the things of religion that they have been taught from childhood. Can you think of any examples from your experience?